Alright, what's up guys? It's Jeffrey back with another video, and this one is going to be an educational video, and I'm going to be teaching you guys how to draw your fibs properly. So if you don't know what fibs are, it's Fibonacci retracement, and basically you can use it for confluence with other support and resistance levels to further support your entry or exit opportunities in trading. And real quick, if you haven't seen the break and market structure video, in the top of this video, you'll see a little I icon, the letter I. And if you click that, that'll actually teach you how to define a break and market structure. And that's actually a part of this that you'll need in order to basically understand what swing that you need to draw your Fibonacci on. And also, last little bit of information, if you haven't subscribed yet, you can hit the little subscribe button right below this video, and that will notify you anytime that I post a new video. That way you can just stay up to date with my analysis, as well as, you know, further develop your trading and practice your strategy. So with that being said, let's get into the video, and I've mapped out a few swing points already. That's what these little circles are. And each one that I've mapped out indicates a break and market structure of some sort, and that's the swing that I'm going to actually measure. So if you're somebody who is primarily looking to day trade or intraday trade, meaning you're just looking to hold a trade for a few hours to maybe a full day, or even just like possibly a session, like you're looking for a trade during London session and you hold the trade to the end of London session, or you know, maybe New York session, you look for a trade and then exit by the end of New York session. If that's the case, then I would recommend sticking to a daily 4 hour and 1 hour time frame. And anytime that I'm looking for possible retracement entries or retracement levels into a support or resistance level, then I typically use the 4 hour time frame. I'll use the daily to determine direction, which you can actually, if you check out any of my other videos, I talk about doing a higher time frame analysis, and that's basically all you're doing. You're just determining the direction of the market from a higher time frame basis and breaking down to a 4 hour and 1 hour to find the key levels that you're looking for to execute a trade off of. So let's go ahead and I'll show you guys an example of a sell first, and then we'll do a buy. So right here, you see we've got a high in the market, and then we've got a low formed, and then here we've got a lower high, and then we've got a lower low, okay? From this high to this low, we had a break in market structure, okay? A break in market structure breaking this low here. So the market on this side, we were pushing up, making higher highs, higher lows. Here, we had a breakdown. Okay, this breakdown isn't confirmed until we get the lower low. So once we see this low here broken, that indicates a break of market structure. And anytime you're drawing your fibs, you want to draw them on the swing that broke market structure. So I'm going to show you in this one, we can use two separate swings. So the full swing is from here to here. And a swing is just basically a large portion of price action. So just a movement, whether that be up or down. This is an upswing, this is a downswing. And we're measuring the full swing, right? From the top up here, and then the low of the wick down here. Within that, you have your retracement levels, okay, for your Fibonacci retracement. These are the levels that I use. They were taught to me by ICT. And they are 61.8, 70.5, and 79. So I will actually pull this up so you guys can screenshot this or have them set up exactly like mine. Oops, sorry. Okay, so you just want to set them up like this. Make sure you have all these boxes checked and fill in these numbers here. So 0, 0.5 for 50%, 70.5, 79, 1, negative 0.62, negative 0.27, negative 1, and 61.8. Again, these are all levels taught to me by ICT. and they are part of a scalping strategy that he teaches, and it's basically used for retracement entries, and the lower levels are used for target entries. I mean, take profit levels, not target entries. Okay, so if we're looking at this swing here, it's the swing that broke market structure, okay? We have a pullback, and when we get the pullback, it pulls up into, right here we see 50%, pushes up higher into 61.8, taps it right here at 70.5, trades a little lower, hangs around 70.5, trades a little lower again, comes back up with one final spike to 79. So all this means is any opportunity you get to sell this market, because you've had a break in market structure, you're waiting for the retracement to basically enter based off of higher time frame key support or resistance. In this case, since you're looking for a sell, you're looking for resistance, which would be this ICT bearish order block right here before this down move, the up candles. It trades into that, lining up with the retracement levels. 79%, that's basically the furthest that you would want the market to go before switching direction. It's above 79%. Your stop loss is above this swing here. So you would have sold at 61.8, 70.5, or 79. Not all three times, but at any point in this area, you would have sold, placed your stop loss above here. Now, if the market would have traded and closed above 79, you could have exited your order before it took you out, you know, because it would have likely wanted to come run this high back here and possibly here. So that's just a way of you exiting before your stop loss gets hit. So that's always a good thing to practice in terms of not basically losing, you know, more than you should, and being able to see where the market's going before allowing yourself to get a full stop out. So that is an example of a sell. Again, you have a high, a low, lower high, then you have the confirmed breakdown, which broke market structure here. Once you get that move, you're basically drawing your swing on that. Then you wait for your retracement, wherever you're looking to sell, whether that be here based off of this, whether that be up here. Any point of these levels that aligns with a higher time frame resistance level is a good opportunity to sell with your stop loss above this swing, targeting this low down here, as well as the target levels on the fib. So you can see that we get a move basically right down into negative 0.27, which is the first target. Well, that's actually the second target level. So the first target level would be 105.25. So once we get a confirmed break below that, target one and target two would be this one, and then each level going forward from there. Okay. All right, so that is one example of a sell. And keep in mind that I said it could be any swing that broke market structure, right? So look at, this is the full swing. If we look within here, we have another swing. So if we draw our high there, notice what happened here though. It wasn't valid for us. Or if we did take the trade based off of the levels here, then what happened is we more than likely would have gotten stopped out. So this is why it's always best to use the full swing rather than a swing that's within the full swing of the break of market structure. So this little tiny swing right here didn't quite break market structure yet. It required this full move, okay? So you're gonna wanna take the full move anytime, not just a move within the full move. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. For a sell, now let's do a buy. So right here, you could see we got this push up that broke market structure. Again, if you haven't seen the market structure video, it'll be linked in the top of this video. You can click the little eye icon or in the link below, click there, and I'll link the video as well in the description. So if we draw our fib from this low to this high, because we've had the break in market structure, we broke out above this high here, so now we've got a higher high. Now we wait for our retracement opportunity. Okay, so we form the high here. Look where we pull back down into. First, we pull down into 50%. I never take an entry based off 50%. I always wait for a lower level. It's like 61.8 would be, you know, the first level I'm looking to enter at. And if we get a quick spike below into 79, then I'll take that entry. Notice how this one comes in line with an ICT bullish order block here. So again, you have multiple things lining up for a potential buy. So immediately you get that push away, come back, you get another retest of this smaller break in market structure, and then ultimately makes a higher high. So again, you can see how these fib levels can be, you know, sensitive levels to operate and base your trades off of if they're lining up with other things to support the idea, right? So let's take a look at this one here. We got a smaller swing right here that broke market structure once it broke above this high. Okay, so we draw on this swing here. Bam, comes into 50%, 61.8, just shy of 70.5. So your first entry opportunity would have been here, lining up with these down candles here, ICT bullish order block. It confirmed it once these candles broke above it, also being a break of market structure. Again, second entry opportunity and made new highs. So you can see this will work. Just go back in your charts, make sure your fib levels are set up just like mine, and go test this on each swing of a break of market structure on the 4-hour chart. It doesn't matter whether it's USD JPY, just pick any of the majors and go do this. It could be GBP USD, Euro USD, any of that, and it's all gonna work the same, but just make sure you're drawing your fibs on the swing that broke market structure, okay? And in case you guys are wondering, the platform that I'm using for marking up my charts and stuff, and typically I like to use this and I'll transfer any levels that I need to over to my MetaTrader 4 chart. This is TradingView, and you can actually sign up and get like a trial for free. And basically they give you access to any of the markets that you want, and it looks the cleanest in terms of marking up your charts and stuff. It just looks a little bit cleaner than MetaTrader, and it's a lot easier to operate. As well as it's just a website, you don't have to have a program for it. So if you're interested in doing that, you can click the link below in my description. That is tradingview.com. And yeah, if you guys like this video, make sure to leave a thumbs up, and I will see you in the next video.